This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Normal patterns of supply and demand, as I'm sure you know, because you're listening to this radio program by now, have been thrown for a loop in this pandemic. Food banks, for instance, have seen a huge increase in demand for their services. And for a lot of those food banks, their supply of volunteers who make up a good portion of their labor force has fallen, in part because a lot of those volunteers are over 55 and so are at greater risk in this pandemic. Consider that the setup for today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Joyce Idema, and I live in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I have lived here for 20 years. I retired when I was 80 years old because I said I didn't want to be the oldest person in the room, and I am now 86 years old. I started working for the Food Depot probably in May as a volunteer because I read some things in the newspaper and I realized that with the onslaught of the pandemic, they were just desperately in need of more volunteers because the demand for food in Santa Fe was so enormous that they couldn't keep up with the preparation and the distribution of food. So I'm in perfect health. And so I thought, well, this is something good that I could do. We're well protected with masks and gloves, and we observe the distance, and we work for 3 hours, and it's pretty vigorous work. I sort of felt for a while that I was the potato queen, and I did nothing but take the large baking potatoes and put 8 in a net bag, and I did that a lot. You know, when the pandemic ends, which I, you know, keep your fingers crossed that it will end in at least in my lifetime, I think, you know, not everybody's going to go back to work. Not everybody's going to have the job that they had before. And we have one of the nation's, you know, the greatest poverty rate in small children, you know. And what the Food Depot has done in the last two or three months is more than double what they usually do. I realize how important volunteers were to the Food Depot and how much they were needed in it. I will just keep going. If they need me to come down and volunteer and pack onions, I'll come down and pack onions.
How about that? That was Joyce Idema in Santa Fe. To put some numbers on what she was saying about the Food Depot doing more than double the business it used to, in April, they distributed more than 1 million pounds of food to people in northern New Mexico, up from their 500,000 pounds a month in normal times.